glad they come and for them to come back.
Would you ever use proud there for glad, proud they came?
Yes, occasionally, I guess.
Now, if a boy starts going over to a girl's house, say goes over there 3 or 4 nights a week and so forth, you say that he's doing what to her? He's
courting.
You ever heard any other term that you use, that people use?
Oh, way back young, I can remember they call a young couple of that way, they call them, they're sparking.
And what was the name for the boy, say that, you know, the boy that was going over to see the girl, he was her what? What do you...
What he was engaged to.
And before he got engaged, he was just her what?
Boyfriend.
And she would be his what?
Girlfriend.
You ever hear any other ways of, say that you're kidding around with somebody about boyfriend or girlfriend? Is there any other name, any other way of, any humorous ways for talking about boyfriend or girlfriend?
I don't know.
And if a boy comes home one night with an old lipstick on his collar or something like that, his little brother says, "Oh, I know what you've been doing. You've been what?"
Kissing your girlfriend.
Did you ever hear any older terms for that? Any old, you know, when you were a girl, the old people used to say for kissing, any other term?
No, okay.
And say the boy asked the girl to marry him, she doesn't want to, you would say she did what to him? She
slided him, dropped him.
Do you know of any humorous ways of talking about that?
No, there's lots of ways, but I think that, you know, usually it's talked and, as you say, humorous things said, but...
We talked about married. I think we mentioned married a little while ago. And are there any humorous ways of saying that somebody got married?
Yeah, they got hooked or... They tied the knot or something like that.
And
I know at one tea for a girl that was getting married, and somebody had a little plaque made there and said, "A kiss a day will keep the lawyer away." I thought that was pretty cute.
I see another one that's that you hang up in your kitchen. It's how to preserve a husband. Have you seen that?
No, I don't believe I've seen that.
Somebody gave my wife one of those when we got married. She got that hanging up in the kitchen. But it's like a recipe, you know, a canning recipe. Yeah. It's interesting. It's really interesting. It's
they find all kind of humorous things now.
If say that you know, there was a party or something, and there was some boys, a group of boys that causing trouble. Somebody might say, "Well, the police didn't arrest just one or two of them." They arrested.
What, if they got in trouble, alone?
Somebody might tell you about it. Well, they didn't arrest just one or two. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what would you call the kind of thing that young people like to go to? Maybe there'll be some music and the young people will move around or out on the floor together. What do you call that?
Parties and dancings and proms and.
Now, you know, a prom, is that a special kind of dance, or to you, what is that?
I don't know. I don't go.
if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school does what?
Turns out, or?
And